This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Paul Joseph Watson with the Alex Jones Show on this Thursday, October 2nd, filling in for Alex. Hopefully we will have Alex calling in from the road a little later on in the show. We've also got Lionel from Lionel Media popping in the third hour to discuss media narratives, the latest Ebola news, and a whole gamut of different subjects. But we're focusing on Ebola in the first hour. David Knight will be in the second hour also. So the latest news, of course, is that we've now got potentially up to 100 patients, alleged supposed victims exposed to the Ebola virus as a result of this individual who arrived in Dallas last week from Liberia. We also have another case in Hawaii, which they're investigating at the moment, not confirmed that it's Ebola, but they're saying that it's very possible that that could be the case. Now it's up to 100. Texas checks 100 for Ebola exposure. So yesterday it went from 12 to 18, 80 this morning. Now they're saying 100. We're also following another case in a different state where there is another potential Ebola victim. That's not being confirmed, but there is a medical worker there in that state saying that it is about to be confirmed within the next few hours. So we'll continue to keep track of that. Big headlines coming up today on the Alex Jones Show. Biggest, as far as I'm concerned, is on the top left of drudgereport.com, which is red-linked, and it's UN Ebola chief raises nightmare prospect that virus could mutate and become airborne if it is not quickly brought under control. Obviously, this is an issue that we've been discussing for weeks and months, the potential that Ebola has, at least to a limited extent, gone airborne. Now we have one of the UN's top Ebola professionals in charge of the situation saying the same thing. The longer the Ebola epidemic continues infecting people unabated, the higher the chances it will mutate and become airborne, the UN's Ebola response chief has warned. And this is Anthony Banbury, the Secretary General's special representative, who said that there's a nightmare prospect. And this is not Alex Jones saying this. This is the head of the UN Ebola response team. A nightmare prospect that the deadly disease will become airborne if it continues infecting new hosts. His comments come as organizations battling the crisis in West Africa warn that the international community has just 4 weeks to stop it before it spirals completely out of control. There you see the article out the Daily Mail, which of course ties into this separate article which we've got up on Infowars.com, which we're going to cover in more detail. Out of shtfplan.com, Max Slavo, who we're trying to get on the show today, if not today, maybe tomorrow, report disaster teams were notified months ago they would be activated in October. And this was DART teams, disaster assistance response teams. No word yet on exactly where in the country, but they were told to prepare to be activated in the month of October. And that's according to a public tweet from a large government supplier of emergency response products specializing in high-risk events. So they basically put out a tweet, and you can see it in this article there, said that we are now hearing this is the tip of the iceberg as we enter October. And in a subsequent tweet, they said, DART teams were notified months ago they would be activated in October. Timing seems weird. And they cite the source as a current DART member, and that's Golden State Fire EMS, a company that specializes in high-risk events. They haven't retracted that on Twitter. It's still out there, so we're trying to pin down more details on that. Of course, in regard to the airborne transmission of Ebola, which the UN is now warning about, we had this story up on Infowars.com yesterday. Canadian Health Agency deletes info on airborne spread of Ebola. And this is the Public Health Agency of Canada. This is their official health agency. Around about the end of August here, you can see that they had an advisory on their website saying that airborne spread among humans is strongly suspected. They later deleted that. We're going to get into that and more Ebola info. We're going to get into the Hong Kong protests and a lot more besides that. Lionel coming up, Alex Jones popping in. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Thursday, October 2nd edition. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, filling in for Alex. We'll be right back with all the breaking Ebola news. Stay right there.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy prison planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We're back on this Thursday, October 2nd edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, your host, filling in for Alex Jones. We expect Alex to be popping in at some point during the broadcast with breaking Ebola news. We're going to go to a clip in a minute out of local Hawaii news about a potential new Ebola case there. But as I was mentioning before the break, we had this story up on InfoWars.com yesterday. Canadian Health Agency deletes info on airborne spread of Ebola. And this was one of the main sources that I cited, of course, in the aftermath of the 2012 Canadian study where they proved that Ebola could be spread via the respiratory tract between pigs infected with Ebola and monkeys who were kept in the same pen but separated by a wire fence. So there was no physical contact between them. Of course, we're being told over and over again that you can only catch Ebola by having physical contact, exchange of bodily fluids. But now top experts are questioning that, and as far back as the end of August, actually, the Canadian Public Health Agency, which is their official public health body, had on their official website this quote, which is the airborne spread among humans of Ebola is, quote, strongly suspected. Now, if you take a look at that now, it's changed. It says airborne transmission has not been demonstrated between non-human primates. So it's interesting that they rolled that back at the end of August, or just after the end of August, when all these questions were being asked about the airborne spread of Ebola. Of course, we had major doctors go public in the New York Times in the op-ed pages basically asking the same question. Has this mutated? Has it gone airborne, at least to some extent? Because we've had hundreds of health workers in Africa, including Western health workers, die after contracting Ebola. Of course, you would normally expect them to take the utmost precautions in avoiding bodily contact and avoiding swapping bodily fluids with Ebola victims, and yet hundreds have died, which of course leads to this top story, which is the UN's top Ebola chief raises nightmare prospect that virus could mutate and become airborne if it's not quickly brought under control. So basically, this top official, Anthony Banbury, is saying, if we don't get a hold of this now, as it spreads, you know, in its natural state, which is not via airborne transmission, as far as we understand, if we don't clamp down on it now, then it could indeed go airborne. And of course, then that opens up a whole nightmare scenario. And again, major story up on Infowars.com today out of SHTF plan report, disaster teams were notified months ago they would be activated in November. So this was disaster assistance response teams. According to a source within DART, they were told last month, at least as long as a month ago, actually more than a month ago, that they would be notified or activated in October as a result of a major Ebola outbreak in the United States. You can see the tweets up there from Golden State Fire EMS, which is a company that sells health products and health services to government agencies in America, and they said that these DART teams were notified months ago they would be activated in October. Timing seems weird, and people challenged them on that. They haven't retracted it, so we'll continue to dig into it. Another story which we're going to get into more detail about is this one. Commentary: health workers need optimal respiratory protection for Ebola. Now, this is fascinating because it's written by Dr. Brosso and Dr. Jones at the University of Illinois at Chicago, Environmental and Occupational Health Sciences. And basically, they ask the same question that this UN Ebola chief is asking. Do we truly understand the communicable nature of Ebola? They're talking about compelling the use of respiratory protection, not just face masks. So in this article, they get into the fact that Ebola has, quote, unclear modes of transmission. They talk about their belief that there's, quote, a scientific and epidemiological evidence that the Ebola virus has the potential to be transmitted via infectious aerosol particles both near and at a distance from infected patients, which means that healthcare workers should be wearing respirators, not face masks. So our current understanding is that this Ebola virus can be transmitted via droplets from coughing or sneezing, but that you have to be very near the victim, so within 3 feet. According to this study by these professors out of the University of Illinois in Chicago, that's not the case. They talk about the fact there's been a lot of online and published controversy about whether the Ebola virus can be transmitted via aerosols. Most scientific and medical personnel, along with public health organizations, have been unequivocal in their statements that Ebola can be transmitted only by direct contact with virus-laden fluids. And we've heard that over and over again over the past couple of days with this case arriving in America. Of course, the CDC, other health authorities, trying to downplay the threat of Ebola after the fact that they botched it by allowing this Ebola victim to basically walk around Dallas for a period of 4 days, exposing at least 100 people to the Ebola virus. In the aftermath of that going public, they downplayed any potential that this could be airborne. But as we've seen both with the UN official, top German virologists, doctors that have written editorials in the New York Times, it's very much a concern, and it's a concern for these professors out of the University of Illinois. They talk about the fact that our current understanding that Ebola is not airborne, transmissible at least to a limited extent over 3 feet, reflects, quote, an incorrect and outmoded understanding of infectious aerosols, which has been institutionalized in politics, language, culture, and approaches to infection control. So they go through the fact that this could indeed be airborne to a greater extent than 3 feet, to a greater extent than somebody coughing and sneezing, which, of course, in terms of airline travel, is crucial. No flights have been cancelled so far, despite the fact that France, the United Arab Emirates, Britain, and other countries have cancelled flights as a result of this Ebola outbreak in Africa weeks and months ago. Now, flight attendants and border patrol agents in America are being told to watch for signs of Ebola, despite the fact that I saw a case on CNN the other day where the CNN reporters who had been in Liberia openly stated to border control, to the flight attendants, that they had been there, they need to be checked for potential exposure to the Ebola virus, potential symptoms. The customs and border patrol agents, according to these CNN reporters, were not interested. So we've had the CDC saying for months that they had this under control, that it wasn't a threat. You know, Obama said it was very unlikely there would be an Ebola case in the United States. And it appears they've been caught with their pants down completely, completely unprepared for this. They failed to deal with it when it sprung up in Dallas. Now we've got a new case in Hawaii, a potential new case, and we're going to go to a local news clip about that now.
Joe, health officials say they just found out about this possible case this morning, and they do not want the public to be concerned.
We are early in the investigation of a patient, very, very early, who we are investigating who might have Ebola.
State health officials confirm tests are being conducted on a patient who remains hospitalized. The Hawaii Nurses Association said the person is being treated at Queens.
It's very possible that they do, that they have Ebola, but I think it's also even more likely that they have another condition that presents with similar symptoms.
Dr. Melissa Veray said the patient could have a number of illnesses, including Ebola, flu, malaria, and typhoid. She wouldn't tell me any symptoms the person was having or if the person had recently traveled to West Africa. But she did say a big red flag of Ebola is a fever and recent travel to that area.
Why is this person being isolated? So again, when we've asked the hospitals to tell us about is anyone with a travel history and anyone with a fever, and when those two come together, we've asked them to be very careful and in abundance of caution while you're working them up for whatever else might be going on. Also make sure you isolate against Ebola just in case that is the case.
That's
so it sounds like
out of Hawaii, a potential new case of Ebola. Not confirmed yet. As I said at the beginning of the show, we're also tracking a case in a different state where a health professional, a medical worker, claims that there is a case that they're about to announce in a completely different state. So if that's the case, it would bring us up to a potential of 3, but only 1 confirmed so far. Of course, in Dallas, but he potentially exposed up to 100 people or more to the Ebola virus, mainly because he went into the hospital on September the 26th and was turned away, was given antibiotics, despite the fact that he told hospital workers that he had just flown in from Liberia and that he had the symptoms associated with the onset of Ebola. Here's an article out of The Guardian. U.S. Ebola patient told staff of Liberia travel but was allowed to leave hospital. So our initial understanding of this was that he didn't tell the nurses, the hospital workers, where he had come from. They didn't ask. That was obviously the first faux pas. But now we know that he actually told them directly he had come from Liberia, yet they still asked no questions whatsoever, gave him some antibiotics, and sent him on his way for a further 2 days after he had already been in Dallas since September 20th. And again, no questions asked. We've also got this out of CNN Health. Hospital dropped the ball with Ebola patient's travel history, NH official says. The first person to be diagnosed with Ebola on American soil went to the emergency room last week but was released from the hospital even though he told staff he had traveled from Liberia. A travel history was taken, but it wasn't communicated to the people who were making the decision. It was a mistake. They dropped the ball. And that was very apparent in the press conference yesterday, where they deflected basically any questions about how this was allowed to occur, how this patient was allowed to wander around Dallas for a period of days. We're going to be back after the break with more Ebola news, also switching gears into other topics. Going to take your calls, 1-800-259-9231. David Knight coming up second hour, Lionel's third hour. Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. You felt betrayed. Your emotions began to consume you. Outrage set in. Then, nothing. Days turned to weeks and months. Then, but they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming.
What's coming?
MonitorBlockitPocket.com. Or will you forget?
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
I say I shot the sheriff, but that sheriff was in self-defense. Yeah. Freedom came my way one day, and I started out of town. Yeah. All of a sudden, I saw Sheriff Dunn Brown.
back on the Alex Jones Show live Thursday, October 2nd edition. I'm your host, Paul Joseph Watson, filling in for Alex, who will be calling in at some point from the road. We've got a big top story up on Infowars.com right now. Rand Paul, political correctness hindering scientific decisions on Ebola outbreak. And he says, quote, "My suspicion is that it's a lot more transmissible than we've been told." So this ties into the warning from the UN head that it could have gone airborne. Now we have Rand Paul complaining about political correctness and that hindering the CDC in being able to deal with this Ebola outbreak. Also saying that it's possibly a lot more transmissible than we've been told, which is developing into a common theme. We also have this article out of Reuters. Dallas Ebola patient vomited outside apartment on way to hospital. So we know that he was taken to the hospital inside this ambulance, which was then used for 2 days afterwards, potentially exposing other people, health workers, to the Ebola virus. Also, it came out yesterday, I believe, that this individual, Thomas Eric Duncan, first contracted the Ebola virus having helped one of his family members back in Liberia into a taxi. I believe it was a pregnant woman that was stricken with Ebola. He helped her into a taxi back in Liberia. There's the article out of the New York Times. US patient aided pregnant Liberian, then took ill. So, I mean, almost certainly he knew that he would contract Ebola having done this. Then he flies to the United States almost immediately to get treatment. And I've seen questions being asked for the people who can afford it. Obviously, the hospitals in Africa are completely overwhelmed by this. People who turn up for treatment fearing they're an Ebola victim get turned away. We've seen videos where people are just hanging out the back of ambulances. They can't even make it into the hospital. No one's really helping them into the hospital because they don't have any beds available in those West African countries, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and others. So the question is being asked, you know, if this guy had the money, could he have traveled to the United States in the knowledge that he would get the best health care, having contracted Ebola and knowing that he had done so from this pregnant woman? Of course, they turned him away. He told them he had come from Liberia, gave him antibiotics and turned him away. Now we have the global situation, which is just getting increasingly drastic every day. BBC reports Ebola outbreak, 5 infected every hour in Sierra Leone. A leading charity has warned that a rate of 5 new Ebola cases an hour in Sierra Leone means healthcare demands are far outstripping supply. Save the Children said there were 765 new cases of Ebola reported in the West African state last week, while there are only 327 beds in the country. So again, they're completely overwhelmed. They can't take in the staggering number of patients that this is impacting. And here at the end of the article, we see the scale of the disease is also, quote, massively underreported, according to the charity, because, quote, untold numbers of children are dying anonymously at home or in the streets. So this figure of Ebola deaths so far, 3,338, of course, many more infected, recovered, could be many more, because a lot of them just aren't being recorded. A lot of people are just collapsing and dying in the streets. So if you think it's bad now, I mean, imagine living in those West African countries. We had top German virologists talking about 5 million dead in Liberia, in Sierra Leone, because the virus is just going to burn itself out, according to him. It's just going to infect everybody. That's the only point where it's going to actually stop. Daily Mail Online reports, 4 weeks to stop Ebola. 34 global organizations will warn international conference, we have 1 month to stop the epidemic spiraling completely out of control. The international community has just 4 weeks to stop the Ebola crisis spiraling completely out of control. Organizations working in West Africa have today warned. So again, that ties in with the UN head, the top UN Ebola head, who said that this could be transmissible and it needs to be stopped now, as long as it isn't transmissible, according to our understanding, before it potentially mutates, goes airborne, which of course is a nightmare scenario in his words. UN Ebola chief, virus could mutate and become airborne if it is not controlled. We're going to get into that and more Ebola news. We're also going to cover some geopolitical stuff. We're going to go to your calls, 1-800-259-9231. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com, for all the breaking news. Stay tuned. Lionel coming up in the third hour. David Knight in studio. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show Live. Going to go to your calls in a couple of minutes here. Just going to talk about Oxy Powder for a second because, of course, every time I come to Austin, every time I talk to anyone from Austin, they're talking about their allergies, they're talking about their immune system being crippled. This product cleans you out while you sleep with gentle oxygen. It has none of the nasty side effects associated with harsh herbal colon cleansers. It's the only colon cleansing product with ingredients backed by real clinical studies on safety. And we've just got a new shipment in on Oxy Powder at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, we go back to the fact that health is one of the key areas where you can reclaim personal responsibility and freedom. You know, people are always asking us for solutions, And that is one area of your life which you can directly regain control over. And that's what it's all about. If you can regain control over these certain aspects of your life, you can empower yourself to make better decisions about your life. And obviously, in terms of health, this is going to help you all around the board. That's Oxy Powder. Also, DNA Force, up on InfoWarsStore.com, contains patented ingredients based on Nobel Prize science and backed again by real clinical research. And this DNA Force has more potent antioxidant activity than vitamin C. Help energize your cellular powerhouse, mitochondrial function, and sustain healthy cell cycles. InfoWars Life Formula line, again, another powerful product from their DNA Force. I've been taking some of this stuff to help me get over the flu over the past week or so, and it's really helped. That's Oxy Powder and DNA Force at InfoWarsStore.com. Reclaim power over your health. Personal responsibility, again, is the key. And, of course, it supports the broadcast and everything we do here at InfoWars.com. So that's InfoWarsStore.com for the Oxy Powder, DNA Force, and all the other health products. Breaking news now out of NBCNews.com. Ebola patient Thomas Eric Duncan's nephew, I had to call CDC. The first person diagnosed with Ebola in the US wasn't appropriately treated for suspected infection until after a relative personally called the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, his nephew told NBC News on Wednesday night. Health officials have acknowledged that Thomas Eric Duncan, 42, was initially sent home from Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas when he showed up on September 26, complaining of fever and abdominal pain. He had to return 2 days later in an ambulance. This is what the nephew says. That was the day, quote, I called CDC to get some actions taken because I was concerned for his life and he wasn't getting the appropriate care. Duncan's nephew, Josephus Weeks, told NBC News on Wednesday night. So again, we know before this guy, Thomas Eric Duncan, arrived in Dallas, he had helped an Ebola victim, a pregnant woman who subsequently died from the Ebola virus, into a taxi to get her to the hospital. He then contracted Ebola, flew to the United States via, I think it was Brussels and Washington Dulles, walks into a Dallas hospital, and again, they give him antibiotics, even though he tells them he just came in from Liberia. He has the early onset symptoms of Ebola. So now we're learning that his nephew had to directly call the CDC to warn that he was a potential Ebola victim until he could actually be isolated and get proper treatment. I mean, who knows? They gave him antibiotics the first time. Would they have sent him away again into the general population if this nephew hadn't have called the CDC? So, I mean, yesterday it was apparent that they completely dropped the ball. I mean, the screw-up gets even worse. Now we have the denials. NIH director on Ebola screw-up, I think we just need to put that behind us, he told MSNBC's Morning Joe earlier today. So again, move along, nothing to see here as potential new cases are being reported. Let's go to some of your calls on Ebola. Gabrielle in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Paul. Speaking of nothing to see here, I wanted to put up a statement that they're saying that you don't show symptoms until later, and they're screening people for fevers at the airport, and you're not going to have any symptoms if you have it later, come into the States and then have a full-blown episode.
Well, precisely. I mean, there was an article out of Defense One yesterday which made the point that screening people at airports is completely useless because they cannot show these symptoms for days. We're told that Ebola can only be contracted when the symptoms start to be shown by the sufferer, but they can go days without showing any of these symptoms. There you see the article out of Defense One. There's really no way to screen for Ebola at airports, which is the only measure that they are now apparently putting in place. As of yesterday, Customs, Border Patrol and flight attendants are being told to watch for people with signs of fever, with signs of symptoms potentially linked with Ebola. Why that wasn't already in place, I don't know. But even now it is in place, it's really going to have little effect whatsoever. No flights have been cancelled as a result of this. It doesn't appear as if that's likely to be the case, even though several other major airlines across the world cancelled flights from Liberia weeks ago. Of course, that's more difficult to do in the case of the US because those flights aren't coming in directly from Liberia or from Sierra Leone. But there's been no indication whatsoever that the government, that the health authorities are planning to do that. So, again, this screening of temperature at airports is pretty much pointless because they could have Ebola and not show the symptoms for days. Thanks for your call. Martinez in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm kind of dovetailing this in Ebola with secession. I think ever since I was a kid, I was an advocate of secession, but it's always split in a political, you know, fashion. Never have we had the chance and the view of our own federal government blatantly not caring for our safety, and essentially sending us off in a war while there's an outbreak going on, telling us that we're okay, and of course it's not happening. It's time for really for us to start taking responsibility for our own states and our own homes and communities, because the federal government truly isn't going to be there. So really, my question is should we use this as our motive to really say this has nothing to do with politics? This has the pure, honest view of safety, and this is why we as states and we as Texas should break away, bring our own troops back, secure our own borders, protect ourselves, because the federal government isn't doing it.
Well, precisely. I mean, even in this one case alone, the CDC, after months of telling us they were prepared for a potential Ebola outbreak in the United States, they failed completely. More so the health authorities in Texas at the Presbyterian Hospital. But again, you know, the CDC is now complaining that it's underfunded, that it doesn't have the capacity to deal with any of this. That's only come out now after Ebola has already arrived in the United States. That probably should have been a big issue 2 months ago, but it wasn't. So again, it's a good argument for secession in terms of localizing health authorities and dealing with this on a more decentralized basis, which would probably be more effective rather than this federal response, which again always seems to be botched, always seems to be in the pursuit of monetary or political power objectives in terms of this medical martial law infrastructure that the CDC has set up, particularly over the past 10 to 15 years. So that's a good argument for devolving power locally. Thanks for the call. We're going to go to Keon in Arizona. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to bring up the point. First of all, thanks for taking my call. But I wanted to bring up the point of the Black Coffins, Aaron Dyke's article in 2010 about the FEMA Black Coffins. I mean, I just wonder, you know, how soon are they going to be filling us Americans up in those coffins? And it just scares me.
As I said yesterday, I think the threat of the hysteria is going to be more visceral and potentially, you know, exploited by the feds as the threat of the virus itself, because it only takes, you know, perhaps a dozen cases across America in different states for this to really get hyped up. Of course, they've had 3,300 cases in West Africa. They're talking about 1.2 million by the end of January. Imagine if there were just a dozen or two dozen cases in America in different states. I mean, this would engender some kind of panic, and I know the CDC is well aware of that. So, as I said, it's about managing the hysteria as much as it is about managing the actual virus. Obviously, if it goes airborne, which a lot of major health professionals, the UN head of the Ebola response team is now warning about, then that's another nightmare scenario, as he called it altogether. But we also had the article a couple of days ago now, which was that the CDC advised funeral homes in the United States to prepare for an Ebola outbreak. They were telling funeral workers not to conduct autopsies or embalm corpses. They were giving them a list of recommendations. You see the article up on Infowars.com. So they're well aware that this could really escalate. That's obviously why they're talking to funeral homes. hopefully it remains isolated. I think the good news is the fact that those ambulance workers that brought the Ebola victim into the hospital in Dallas were not infected with the virus, so that suggests that it's not airborne, at least in this case, and I hope that that remains so. But thanks for the call. We're going to go to Tom in Idaho. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Paul. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Hey, have you guys heard of this fire chat yet going on in Hong Kong?
No, what's that? Go ahead and explain that to the listeners.
Man, they have got a free app that this guy has created that you don't need Wi-Fi or hotspot to communicate to your phone through texting. These protesters are using this app to communicate and organize their protests, and 100,000 apps in one day this creator got downloaded. It's spreading fast. Look into it. I've looked it up on the internet and gotten as much information as I can. It's hit a couple of mainstream news article feeds. Give it some credence and see where it goes. There you go, right there.
That's out of Forbes. FireChat prepares encryption feature as it drives Hong Kong protests. Yeah, I briefly saw this morning. I didn't get into the details. Twitter helped power the Arab Spring in 2012, which, of course, we also know was hijacked. Now the pro-democracy demonstrations setting Hong Kong in motion are being driven by a new kind of mobile technology, an underground messaging app called FireChat. So, yeah, as far as I understand it, this doesn't need Wi-Fi, as it says here, or a carrier connection to the chat to one another on the app. They only need another person with the same app within a 70-meter radius. That's useful in Hong Kong, where the influx of thousands of protesters have made cellular connections sluggish or non-existent. So the technology, I guess it's some kind of radio technology or some kind of extended Bluetooth. Within a 70-meter radius, they can communicate with each other without the need for Wi-Fi or cellular connections. That would be interesting to see where that originated from, because there are a lot of questions which we'll delve into later in the show about whether this Hong Kong uprising, given that it is from the outset looking in genuine, I mean, Beijing has openly announced they're going to hand select the Hong Kong politicians for the 2017 election, basically reimposing Chinese control over the area after Britain handed it back in 1997, but with those protections for political free speech and elections. So it seems to be a genuine uprising looking in from the outside, but then you get into the evidence now of who is funding it, which we're going to get into later, and it could indeed be a case of another color revolution like we saw in Ukraine, that at least it was hijacked by these organizations such as the National Endowment for Democracy that we've seen before subverting and infiltrating these mass protest movements, as we saw with the Arab Spring back 2-3 years ago. It could again be the case in Hong Kong. Not to say that those grievances aren't genuine that the initial protest movement sprang up out of in that area, but it's something we're definitely going to dig into later in the show. Thanks for the call, though. We're going to go to Ben in Missouri. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, how's it going? Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say a couple things. First of all, my wife is a pediatric nurse, and she is going to forward me the email, but she's been briefed, and all of the employees have been briefed on Ebola. I know that that's not news or anything, but it's definitely, you know, it's true. It seems like it's coming. To me, the saddest part about this entire thing is I have this feeling that this is a drill. This is a live drill that's being run at the expense of the American people to see whether or not the government can contain a bioweapon. You know, the CDC, all the different government entities coming together to see if they can do it. And it's going to be done at the expense of the American people, just like everything else. It's crazy that I could even really think that that's happened, that could be the case, but you know, based on the criminals that run things in this country, it wouldn't shock me, it wouldn't surprise me, and I think that that might be the case.
That's the question that Joe Rappaport is asking in an article on PrisonPlanet.com today, tracking Ebola contacts, calling the surveillance state. He says, quote, "This is the perfect way for surveillance advocates to win love for their machine. We told you the NSA was absolutely necessary in order to protect the American people. Here's the proof. We can hunt and find carriers of the dreaded virus, and you and your children will be safe." So as you mentioned, whether this turns out to be limited, which, you know, in all probability it will, hopefully it will, they could still hijack it to beef up this infrastructure of medical martial law that really came into the fore after 9/11, of course, with the anthrax attacks, which led directly back to Fort Detrick. They blamed a patsy. That all completely unraveled, but they used it again to beef up this medical martial law infrastructure. So, you know, the federal government tends to like to exploit these opportunities, never let a good crisis go to waste, in the words of Rahm Emanuel, to call forth the surveillance state, as John Rappaport says in his article, and that's precisely what we see unfolding. Thanks for the call. Jeff in Georgia, go ahead, you're on the air.
Hello, Paul, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, two things. Before we get started on the Ebola thing, I just wanted to remind, and because of you guys, Robert Tosh Pomley, his 11 questions. If you go back and look at those 11 questions, I think that you'll find that almost all of them have been answered by now just by the actions of the federal government. As far as the Ebola thing, you know, is this the October surprise? And, of course, one of the many that these guys are kind of springing us from all areas. Open borders, open airline flights from Africa into the United States, and Ebola breaks out. And can they get this thing cranked up enough to scare everybody away from the polls by November 5th? And if not this year, by 2016, would it mean that you would have to have your Ebola vaccination before you could vote because you're going to be in a public space?
It's an interesting point. We'll be back with more of your calls after the break. David Knight in studio coming up. Infowars.com. Stay right there.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We'll be right back.
Alex Jones Show live, Thursday, October 2nd edition. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, filling in for Alex Jones. He'll be calling in at some point, we hope, during the show, coming up in the next hour. David Knight in studio, and Lionel of Lionel Media coming up in the third hour. He's always fun. We're going to discuss media narratives, Ebola, and a lot more. There's a doctor actually in Atlanta, we're going to get this clip maybe next segment, who's protesting against what he says are CDC lies with the Ebola situation. He actually dressed up in a hazmat suit, went to Atlanta International Airport and staged a one-man protest, a doctor, against the CDC for its handling of this Ebola incident in Dallas. So we're going to try and get that video for you soon. Up next on the line is Alan in Maryland. Go ahead, Alan. You're on the air.
Good afternoon there, Paul. That's some fine work you're doing over there at InfoWars. Now, I'm going to make 3 points, and I'm going to make it very clear and make it quick. Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are up to their necks in this stuff. They're trying to clear out Africa. We've been to Africa for years. So this is a way to get them, you know, basically startled, stop their progress, et cetera. Bill Gates said the other night that this is not going to be the last epidemic. Bill Gates is up to his neck in this. We've been attacking vaccines now for, what, 5 years? Alex has been doing it for forever, and we know full well we put a huge dent in their money machine. I'll tell you something, folks. What we're looking at here is a false flag. The CDC lost smallpox, a truckload of smallpox, so they had to cover that up with Ebola. Now, Ebola is not going to affect us the way it does in Africa because we have fresh water, fresh food, vitamin C, vitamins, and especially we have Alex Jones and all his products and Dr. Group. But I want people to be on board here. The gentleman mentioned the October surprise. We've heard Robert Tosh Plumlee talk about false flags. You listen to these people speak. You look at their writings. Pay attention to silent weapons for quiet wars for silent weapons. When they tell you that superbugs are coming and they're here, you better believe they are not going to lose the money. You know, Rockefeller, you've got Kissinger all over the place. You've got Brzezinski out there blabbing his mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how they roll. And I tweeted, what bioweapon are they going to release on us next? 3 months ago. And within 30 days, we had Ebola. And there you have it.
Well, it's interesting because actually Louis Farrakhan, of all people, came out today and cited Dick Cheney's Rebuilding America's Defenses document, where he said that, you know, germ warfare, bio warfare would improve to the point where it could target individual races. Obviously, I don't think that's the case with Ebola, because we've had a lot of American health workers that have been infected with it that have come back. But definitely that's something that they had in the offing. In terms of Africa, as you said, China's got huge investment in that country. They're trying to absorb it into the BRICS financial structure that is destined to take on America. And that's the case. In Africa, there's a lot of rallying back between America and China. China has investments in America, in Africa, which dwarf those of America. We had these troops sent in by Obama recently to deal with the Ebola outbreak. A lot of questions being asked about what good troops would do in such a situation. And again, a lot of information suggests that it could have been an undercover attempt to subvert, to infiltrate Africa in the guise of fighting Ebola, when in reality it was a geopolitical move against China. So we'll get into that and more after the break. David Knight's coming up in studio next. It's the Alex Jones Show live. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200 plus million year old salt solution. solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.